What will people see and do when they enter your exhibition tomorrow?
So tomorrow we are placed in a tent, a 20 feet by 20 feet tent, because the festival we are part of is happening in open air celebration square. So once people come into our tent, what they see is a makeshift photo studio, where on one side we have like proper photo studio equipment with proper lights, camera, green screen set up. And on one side we have props, makeup, and other accessories set up. So basically when people come into our tent, they would first be greeted by myself and the gallery staff. We'll walk them through the project. We will introduce them to 36 movie posters that we've selected. They would choose a movie poster they would like to see themselves in. And then we take them to the photo studio and we reenact that poster with the audience. And so they walk out with that experience, and eventually they would be able to download their photographs from our website.
So they're going to see themselves as part of a Bollywood movie poster.
Yes.
So why did you decide to do this?
To tell you in detail is we were approached by the Blackwood Gallery, the curator, Christoph Migon. And he asked myself and my partner artist, Faisal Anwar, to come up with a project which would work well with this festival. The festival already had a theme called Bollywood Mashup. So, we thought about it and we thought of this particular project that involves photography and yet a little bit of tableau in it and a play with the idea of how growing up as a South Asian within the South Asian community, even, you know, in India or Pakistan or even abroad, you are so mesmerized and, Bollywood plays such a huge role in your life. And so we thought, why not come up with an idea which allows people to be a celebrity for a little time, and the celebrity they've grown up admiring or, you know, copying or learning their dialogues and songs and dancing to their music. So we thought, you know, let's try to play that up. But at the same time, we are also adding a layer of our own expression or artistic expression to it by adding small elements that would add a twist to the existing poster, because we're not mimicking them exactly as is. We would add some elements or objects within that poster which would relate to an everyday life. So kind of bringing the superficial or glorified persona of Bollywood and mixing it with, you know, objects of everyday life and ordinary people.
So apart from the fun part of having your photo taken, and there's that other aspect, in a way, I guess the deeper aspect from an artist's point of view, of kind of comparing the Bollywood unreality to the everyday normality of people's lives.
Yes, I think that is an important aspect for us, both of us. And that's how we were looking at it, too, because, we grow up admiring these celebrities, may it be Hollywood or Bollywood or, you know, and we put them on the certain pedestals, and there is this artificial or, you know, this life portrayed, which is extremely exaggerated from real life. And so yes, we thought, you know, we bring that aspect of it and then also generate this comment of how within each of us there is that desire to be a celebrity. You know, some of us actually work on that. We strive to become actors or famous, but most of us who do not work on it, but there is an element of that hidden child-like desire in us, or to be famous, to be known, to be recognized and be somebody important. So I think that triggered the idea of bringing regular, ordinary people like, yourself and myself, and then giving them that slight window of opportunity to discard their personality otherwise is, and then be somebody they're not, and just, you know, have fun as well as come out of that shell or express themselves.
Have you heard any reaction even before you do this to what you're about to do?
Actually, we have. We did like a couple of mock-up, you can say, for this project, because the Blackwood Gallery were very generous. They built a residency around this project for us. So for the past 2 months, we were given the gallery space to work, develop this project, work on its props and installation, as well as we had access to invite people in and kind of do some experiments. And that is when we realized how people were eagerly responding to it, and how, you know, even somebody who was generally shy would, once they were behind our lights and camera and on that green screen, they were, you know, they were different. They were acting differently, and how, you know, they were loosening up and pretending and like playing the role. And I think one aspect of it is that I and Faisal make sure that we make people that comfortable, and, you know, we talk to them, and we bring the posters in front of them, and we tell them to see how this actor is posing, look at his gesture, his expressions, and do your best to copy it, right? And in fact, we ask them to over-exaggerate it a little bit and have fun with it. So I think whoever's gone through this process with us in those mock-up exercises, they ended up having lots of fun.
What surprised you in those mock-up exercises in terms of how people reacted?
In some cases, I was, because like I said before, that, you know, there were certain people you wouldn't expect them to participate eagerly. Like, for example, there was a little elderly couple who I've known for a few years, and, you know, they come across as extremely sober and serious couple. But once they got over their initial fear and inhibition, they were extremely excited, and, you know, they were trying out different costumes with us, and they even let me do like a costume makeup on them. And so, you know, there were these little elements in certain experiences that I felt that, you know, people were more relaxed and, you know, could be somebody else at that moment. And also the fact that quite a few people got extremely excited when they saw our posters, because it also brought memories and, you know, movies they could associate as kids, because the movies that I've selected for this project have been very popular in Bollywood over from the 1950s to today.
Now, you're an artist who's shown internationally. You were trained in the very traditional art of miniature painting. Mm-hmm. When you look at what you're doing tomorrow, how is this art?
How is this art? That's interesting. I guess as far as my own practice goes, I have been very interested in theater and performances. As an art student, I actively participated in theater in my school, as well as puppetry and performances. So that's been in me. I enjoy doing that. And but yes, over the period of my career, I've been more focused on painting mainly, or installation or sculptures. But so this project also gave me the opportunity to bring that performer out. And but before, I think in 2006 and 2007, I also directed a tableau vivant, like a huge project, did a tableau vivant of recreating traditional miniature painting and bringing them to life through acting and through a tableau with real performers and actors and costumes and live music. So I have been off and on doing performances. And on top of that, I am myself a really big follower of Bollywood. I love watching Bollywood movies. I've grown with them. So, you know, so that it also brings that side of me out.
And basically, you know, just looking at the variety of the styles of work and things that you've done, art is all kinds of things. It's not, and no artist should, I guess, box themselves into only expressing themselves one way.
Yeah, exactly. I completely agree to that. And it's also, different artists see it differently. But for me, coming up with new ideas, it just keeps the energy going as an artist, as well as it also Like, for example, through this experience, I'm sure after tomorrow, I will have a lot more vocabulary to even to take back into my painting. So somehow each genre feeds another. So I guess that's also another way of looking at it.
Where will people be able to see the photos?
We have a website which is called byobollywood.com.
And what's next for you?
What's next? I have a large commission by the Pearson Toronto Airport that will be installed in September, early September. So it's like a four-month exhibition that will run at the within the departure lounge of the Pearson Airport. So that's,
which is Canada's, I guess, biggest airport.
Yes.
Wow, so that's something.
I know, that's one of the most exciting projects I'm doing this year, and it's kind of an honor for me to be invited to do that as an artist. And so I'm doing something, again, something completely new for that opportunity.
So always forging ahead and exploring.
Yes.
Tazine Kayoum, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.